Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Peter Spira, who is well-known in this industry, formerly CEO of Verizon. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp.
Good to be with you today. As I said, you're an icon in this business. How long have you been associated with the flooring business?
That's like asking a woman if she's old enough to vote. My God. I go back to 1958. So that would be, 63 years, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, like I said, you're well known in the business. I think, interestingly enough, some piece of trivia, I think you studied medicine in college.
No, I think that's, I really never studied medicine. I studied nurses.
Oh, okay.
But, I was pre-law.
Pre-law.
I studied for international law in college.
Uh-huh.
And during the course of that education, I decided that I really didn't want to do that, and got into the world of retailing. I was asked to join the R.H. Macy New York merchandising management staff back in 1954, and I was trained by Macy's in retail management and then moved on into the carpet business.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you one of the things that, real quick on the horizon. I'm sure you have your own skills and great management, but you built a great team. You bought Ralph Bowen. And you brought Tom McAndrews in. I've always been a fan of Tom McAndrews. He's the guy who talked DuPont into spending all that money to build Stainmaster.
Sure.
He also talked Mannington into spending all that money on the gold product. And then you also had him there with you at Horizon.
Yeah, actually it was near the end of the time that Horizon remained an independent company.
Uh-huh.
We were a public company, having gone public in 1983. And in 1984, when I realized that my skills were much more of an entrepreneurial versus an organizational kind of skill,
mm-hmm.
I asked Ralph Bowe, who had been sales executive with DuPont and had sold me yarn, and we became good friends when he was with DuPont as a supplier.
Mm-hmm.
I always had tremendous respect for him. So when it became obvious to me that running a public company required more than what I had to offer, I asked Ralph to come in, and he did a magnificent job in helping the company through some churning waters and has, of course, distinguished himself thereafter. But he and I are still great friends. We live practically across the street from one another out in the country. I have a farm
mm-hmm.
out here, as does he, and we still spend a lot of time with our families.
All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. And one of the reasons I want to talk to you today, a little bit newsworthy, is that you are associated with Max Windsor Floors, and they've actually stepped from the wood business into a parallel category, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Why don't you tell us real quickly your association with Max Windsor Floors?
Sure, Kemp. I had retired back about 2005 after going through some years in the retail business selling furniture in a store very much like the ABC store in New York,
mm-hmm.
except that theirs was far more profitable. It was a difficult business to run because it involved a lot of overseas travel to buy unique products. And ultimately, I decided that I really couldn't maintain that kind of a schedule and sold it to another guy and decided to retire, which I did for a couple of years. And ultimately, an old friend, Bob Rollins, who worked for Horizon out in the West, asked me if I would be interested in doing a venture with him in the wood flooring business. And I was very excited at the prospect because, frankly, I was getting a little tired of making the purchase of a can of tuna fish my major objective for the day.
Yeah.
So I did hook up with Bob, and ultimately we took on the Max Windsor line. He was going to handle the western states, and I was going to handle the business back east and in the Midwest, but that lasted only about a year, and Bob moved on to do other things, and I took over the business that was set up to run national sales for Max Windsor.
Okay.
And Max Windsor was a company that was started about 7 years ago by three elderly gentlemen from Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
who incorporated under the name the Three Wise Men, and they had a long history and have. They're still alive and well, and they have a long history in the wood business, the OEM business for electric fan blades and manufacturing wood flooring and wood furniture for shipment to various countries around the world, principally in Asia, and their furniture business is very strong in the U.S.
Yeah, and up until what we're getting ready to talk about now, that's what they focused on. They've been an importer of hardwood and have sold it here in this country. Now it looks like they're getting ready to expand into, it says LVP, which stands for luxury vinyl plank, but that's a vinyl product. It's in the luxury vinyl tile category, right?
Exactly. It's the same. It's the same substrate as you would use in luxury vinyl tile, but the word tile seemed a little bit ridiculous to us, given the fact that it was a board,
right,
or a plank, and we just think that LVP makes a lot more sense as a descriptive. But it's true, the company's business was 100% in wood. When we began to recognize the limitations that Chinese engineered wood might have in the last year during all this hoopla with the ITC,
right,
recognized the fact that it was a target of the government and the U.S. producers, we thought it might be a good idea to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having the luxury vinyl product made for us on an OEM basis.
Okay.
Currently, and we've just introduced our first product, which has gotten a wonderful reception. We've placed it with any number of large retailers, and we're waiting now to see how it all develops. But we've got two or three other luxury vinyl plank products on the drawing board behind it, so we hope to introduce those pretty soon.
And this first collection looks like it's they're 6-inch wide by 36-inch lengths.
That's right.
And it comes
a glue down product, Camp. Okay. We feel most comfortable at this point with a glue down, and we're going to be looking at other possibilities, which might include some kind of a locking in system or something we could do without glue. But currently, we think we're very comfortable, and the dealers appear to be very comfortable with the glue down.
Okay, and this, and if somebody hears this and is interested in taking a look at these products, how do they find out more information about it?
Well, I can contact the company on our website, which is maxwindsor.com, or they can call me at 404-431-3000,
okay,
and we'll be glad to give them a rundown on what's going on with that product.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to be something really worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, as I mentioned, offer us a little bit of insulation against the movements of currency and against the movements of duties from China.
Okay, great. Well, good luck with that. I did want to tell our listeners about this new product. Again, we've been talking to Peter Speier about Max Windsor's new LVP products, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.